I've actually missed Thursday's audio mode deadline. I hate to admit it, but I actually have done that. And I wanted to follow up on at KM Govier's postcard on the Algonquin Hotel with a treatise of my own on the Algonquin Hotel. But since I'm so late and I'm so behind, I've decided to just read from a blog post that I wrote in 2006 that has to do with the Algonquin Hotel. When I was in New York, I saw only one play, Rabbit Hole, recommended by some friends who said it was the best play they'd seen, and they said they'd seen everything. It was good, but not great, not worth $90, and the theater was freezing cold. The script was a little weak and wasn't helped by some not so great acting. It's since been nominated for a Tony Award. After the play, I went to the Blue Bar in the Algonquin Hotel and watched a diminutive, stooped man billed as the oldest bartender in New York City work while I sipped a $14 mojito. He's said to be in his 90s. I wanted to go to the Algonquin because I was wearing the pearl necklace of the wife of a late Canadian Press journalist who was one of my father's friends. My parents went to his wife's funeral in New York City some years ago, and he gave them her necklace in the Blue Bar. She was cremated, and he took her ashes to New Orleans. He hired a jazz band to accompany him as he walked her ashes to the river and threw them in the water. He hadn't had a drink for 25 years until she died, but afterwards he went to a bar and drank and drank and drank.